Welcome, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California. And I'm here today with a quick podcast about HUD homes and the escrow holdback process. So much confusion around this topic. How does it work? Who pays for it? How do we get it done? Do I have to use a contractor? All kinds of questions surrounding this topic, so I just wanted to pop on and do a quick explanation that is very straightforward so that if you have a client that's purchasing a HUD home, or if you're a buyer interested in purchasing a HUD home, or if you're a lender and you're currently working on doing a loan for a HUD home, you know how to finish the process. So let's kind of start at the beginning of what a HUD home is. HUD home is a property that basically was foreclosed on, redeemed by the servicer to HUD through the FHA insurance policy, finds its way back onto the resale market via a local listing broker such as myself, and the HUD asset manager in this case is a company called A-Team Realty. They put the home on the market. It's listed for sale. They have a bid solicitation period. They're all sold strictly as is. They accept an offer. They're really geared to work with FHA financing with lenders and buyers. So let's say you've made it that far. Your client found a property, or you're a buyer and you found a property and you're in contract on a HUD home. Couple of things. Number one, the buyer is responsible for turning on the utilities, and that is activating the water, the gas, the electricity. And there's a whole separate process that your listing agent will walk you through. So that's one thing, getting the utilities on. The second thing is you want a time to have those utilities on for when the buyer has scheduled their home inspections, as well as when the lender has ordered the appraiser to go out to the property. That way, when the home inspector goes out there, they can check everything thoroughly. And that way, when the appraiser goes out there, especially for an FHA loan, they can make sure that they check everything that they need to check for the guidelines in order to complete and turn in a very complete appraisal. So let's say you've got your offer accepted, you've gone through the process, you've got the utilities on, the inspections went out there, and the appraiser went out there and submitted their report to the lender. And because HUD sells their properties strictly as is and they don't do any repairs on them, a lot of time items get called out by the FHA appraiser who is doing the appraisal on the HUD home. And just like any sale, the appraiser has the discretion to call out specific items that they see as a health and safety issue. And I can give you some examples. These are the things that we see are most commonly called out. A missing smoke detector, the hot water heater not strapped properly, a missing carbon monoxide detector, some chipped or peeling paint, of some visible dry rot. The garage door is not self-closing, or it's not a fire-rated door. We see these MPRs is what appraisers call them, these health and safety issues that get called out. While they might be minor in cost, they're still major health and safety issues, and that's why they get called out. So what happens is that report gets sent back to the lender, and the lender says, oh my gosh, we got to get all these things repaired. So then they share that with the buyer, and the buyer's agent typically calls the listing agent and says, oh, well, we got to get all these things repaired. And that's where I really have to step in if it's one of my transactions and work with the lender and the agent to remind them that HUD doesn't do any repairs and that we have to go through this escrow holdback process. So what that means is HUD has a workaround for FHA loans being done on HUD homes. And the workaround allows the buyer and the lender to close on the transaction and for the repairs to get done post-closing, after closing, so that the loan can close, the buyer does the repairs, and then they send the appraiser back to sign off on it. So that is something that is really just unique to HUD homes. And I think that's why it throws a lot of people off, is because there's not a lot of HUD homes in our marketplace right now, but I actually have three right now that are in escrow that are going to require escrow holdbacks. So I'm a bit of an expert on it, and I've been chatting with lenders about it all week. So again, I just thought that I should record something quick and just kind of put it out there so I could reference people back to it. So when we get to that point, the first step to do is for the buyer to get a licensed contractor that is an unrelated third party, so not their husband or son or somebody in their immediate family, get an uninterested third party licensed contractor, have them go out to the property with the list of items that the appraiser called out. They then provide a bid, and that bid gets submitted back to the lender. And then an addendum is done changing the financing to FHA 203B with repair escrow. And then the lender is able to process that holdback and finish up their part of the loan. The escrow holdback is paid by the buyer. They can bring additional funds in to the closing, or they can finance it. I would say the majority of ones that I've done over the years have brought in additional monies to the closing instead of financing it because they've been relatively minor. So sometimes the escrow holdback could be a couple hundred dollars. Other times it could be thousands of dollars. HUD allows it up to $10,000. So that's actually really great news because it still allows the buyer to close on that FHA loan. So once that bid gets submitted, we do the addendum to add that FHA 203B with escrow holdback. The lender draws the loan docs. We close the transaction. Repairs are still not done yet. As soon as it closes, the lender signals to the buyer that they can send their contractor out there. Contractor goes out, makes the repairs. I believe most lenders have a time frame, 30 to 60 days. I can tell you that most want them done immediately. Typically, people go out there that same week and get those repairs done. Once the repairs are done, the contractor or the buyer notifies the lender. The lender sends the original appraiser back out to sign off on everything. That report gets turned into the lender, and then as long as everything was repaired and satisfactory and satisfying those conditions, the lender then releases those held back funds to pay the contractor directly for getting the work done, and then the process is over. So it's a huge advantage for buyers and lenders to be able to utilize this escrow paid holdback because it does allow that property to still close with an FHA loan. If we did not have this option on HUD Homes, unfortunately, a lot of the properties would fall out of that category of being able to be financed with FHA loans. So it is a workaround that allows that buyer to come in. And of course, we know the benefits of FHA. They're more flexible on approvals and debt-to-income ratios and credit scores, and they require 3.5% down. So a lot of buyers fall into that category, so it's important for them to have that option to be able to finish the transaction. So that is the summary of the escrow holdback. I hope this information was helpful for you. If you have any questions at all, you can always call me, 209-385-1200, or reach out via email, juliekaylee@yahoo.com, and I'm happy to help you or answer any questions for you or guide the lender through that escrow holdback process. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you're having a wonderful day.